This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Timothy Dennis. This week, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission confirmed a case of chronic wasting disease. Arkansas Game and Fish Commission's communications chief, Keith Stevens, says chronic wasting disease is a neurological disorder found in some animals.
It's found in the brain and nervous system, and it's found in deer, elk, moose, you know, other members of the deer family. In Arkansas, our big concern is the deer and elk, obviously. That's the two animals that we have here.
Speaking yesterday, Stevens says the confirmed case of chronic wasting disease was discovered near Pruitt on the Buffalo National River.
There was actually a hunter that killed an elk in October of last year. We test those elk that are killed during the hunt, and we got the results yesterday that it was positive.
He says even though the elk was harvested in the fall, there is a reason Game and Fish officials only found out this week that the animal was indeed infected with chronic wasting disease.
In the past, we've been considered, you know, low risk because we didn't have the disease here, and we would batch all of our samples up and send them in 2 times a year. And so when we get after deer season, we batch it up with our elk and send them all at one time. So, it backed up at that time, and we sent them in all at one time.
But with this first confirmed case of chronic wasting disease in Arkansas, Keith Stevens says more testing will be conducted in the surrounding area.
We're going to basically draw a circle around that spot where the elk was killed, and we're going to sample from within that circle to try to see what the prevalence of the disease is.
Up to 300 elk and white-tailed deer will be sampled within a 5-mile radius of the confirmed case of chronic wasting disease. Keith Stevens says there is a possibility the confirmed case could impact hunting season this fall.
It really depends on what we find. You know, if there's a small prevalence of maybe which is confined to this one area, it wouldn't be as great. You know, obviously, if it's spread where we start finding it, you know, further away from this spot, then that's something that we'll have to address.
But Keith Stevens says although chronic wasting disease is similar in nature to mad cow disease, there should be no cause for alarm regarding its transmission to humans.
We've never seen anything where it's been transmitted to humans. It's spread between animals, so there's no real evidence that, eating venison or eating elk would get you CWD.
Stevens says although this is the first confirmed case of chronic wasting disease in Arkansas, the Game and Fish Commission has planned for its spread into the state for several years.
It started back in the 60s, and Colorado was the first place that it was found, and, you know, ever since it started spreading eastward, we've been planning on this eventuality. It wasn't something that we weren't prepared for. So we've been planning on this. I've been here 15 years, and we've been planning since I've worked here. So we've got a plan in place where we'll attack this and do everything we can to contain it.
To find out more about chronic wasting disease and what the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is doing about it, you can visit agfc.com, where there's a link to information about chronic wasting disease in Arkansas. This is Ozarks at Large.